breaking down the X's and O's of the game. The National Football Post, twitter.com/MattBowen41. Matt Bowen with Mully and Hanley on 670 The Score.
I find that theme song threatening, Matt Bowen's theme song. Did we get this off Brock's iPad or something? Matt Bowen now joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Try one on the grill. It's quick and easy. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Please
guys.
Be gentle with us.
Yeah, that theme song is, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard Biggs' theme song. We made him a loop copy of it. And I like to picture him driving around, you know, listening
Biggs
to that.
Time.
Yeah. I that one, I think your children will be afraid.
Yeah,
Matt.
I think so, too.
The Grand Biggs. Biggs time.
Biggs.
I just want to, I see him like he had a big Cadillac.
Biggs time.
Convertible down, top down, Hi. No, I am.
And we should say we give you the theme song. You don't even get to pick it, which seems unfair.
Yeah. I remember when the first time it came on, I was like, okay, I guess.
Wouldn't be my first choice, but no one asked.
What are you going to do? Well, what do you think, Matt? Obviously, the big issue here is whether Brian Urlacher is facing his last rodeo, if he's going to shuffle off this mortal coil, or if he will return to practice.
Well, I think it is a concern anytime a player misses practice, especially a veteran, during training camp, because that's when you condition your legs. That's when you go through that grind. You beat your legs down, and then you recover going back into the season. I don't care if you played in one system for 8-9 years. You still have to work on your technique. You still have to practice. That's why Cutler's out there. That's why Marshall's out there. That's why Lance Briggs is out there every day. So you have to have some concern with that. Does that mean he's not going to be ready for the season? No, that doesn't mean that. But eventually you got to get him back on the practice field. You have to have that during training camp as a player.
When you look at this defense in particular, could they sustain an injury to a Julius Peppers or Brian Urlacher?
They could sustain an injury, but they won't beat Green Bay. If you want to beat Green Bay, and the way the Bears have competed with Aaron Rodgers in the past, is they've been able to play that cover two scheme because of Brian. And I'll tell you what, you want to blitz Aaron Rodgers, you want to play man coverage against Aaron Rodgers all day, you're going to be in trouble. The Bears are successful and they compete with them. And I'm not saying they beat them all the time. It's not what I'm saying. But they force Aaron Rodgers in the 3rd and 7. They force him to take the flat. They take away the middle of the field because number 54. I'm not saying Nick Roach isn't a good football player. Nick Roach is a very good football player, but he's not 54. You want to compete and you want to challenge, you want to eventually beat Green Bay and win this division, you got to have Urlacher in there.
No question about it. He's Matt Bowen. You read his stuff in the Chicago Tribune, of course, the National Football Post, NFPost.com. He's going to be doing a good game day here on The Score, so that's good, Matt. We'll look forward to getting your thoughts. I guess as I think about the Bears going against Denver here, I mean, obviously there's a couple of storylines that jump off the page at you. First of all, there is Jay and Brandon Marshall, and of course Jeremy Bates, and everybody going against their old team. And I heard the boys kind of yucking it up and laughing about, wow, Denver really, what were they thinking? How did they let all this go? Well, they do now have Peyton Manning. Last I checked, Peyton Manning pretty good. What do we expect from Peyton Manning? It was a huge story of the offseason, where he was going to land, what would end up with him. Can he just step in and be the guy making all those gesticulations and running an offense as he did in Indianapolis all those years?
If he's healthy, sure, why not? Yep. But I think that's the big question everyone wants to see tomorrow. And fans have to understand, you're not going to see a lot tomorrow night. With Peyton Manning, you might see 3 handoffs. You never know. You might see a throw to the flat, a quick slant route, and they give him the hook and say, okay, you're done. We don't want you to get hurt. And the same goes for the Bears on offense. You never want to see Brandon Marshall run down the field. They might not even get to that tomorrow night. It might be 10 plays, 2 drives. Maybe they go down and get a field goal. That's it. You saw with the Saints in that Hall of Fame game, they went down first drive and scored, and they pulled them all out. So it just depends on what Lovey, his coaching staff, wants to do. The same with Coach Fox over in Denver. How do they want to monitor these guys? How much do they want to show? And do they want Peyton to take a hit? Because everyone wants to see Peyton Manning get hit. I mean, he missed an entire year of football. He has neck injuries. They want to see him throw. They want to see if he's comfortable. But I'll tell you what, if he is and he's healthy, yeah, he's still one of the top 3 quarterbacks in the league.
Matt, you've been down to Bourbon A, and you've always been a big supporter of Gabe Kiremi. You heard the whole Mike Tice thing. Well, no one really separated on the left side, but you know, we were at the time trying to give Gabe Kiremi some some breathers on the right side. Is he ready to go? I know he's had a few good practices here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's expecting great things from him, but you know, obviously he was not on the field because of the surgeries last year. Is he ready to go, and are you still believing that he's going to be a pretty good addition for the offensive line?
I think he's going to be a pretty good player. And I think in today's NFL, you have to have at least one tackle you can rely on. If that's Gabe Creamy for Chicago, which I think it is, then you can survive. I don't think anyone has two top-tier tackles. Maybe some teams do. The offensive line in this league has an issue somewhere. You have to be able to cover up those issues. But if you have one right tackle, which I think in Gabe Creamy, then you can help out Jamarcus Webb. You can slide some protection. You can adapt your play calling. You can do some little things to help him out throughout a ball game because you can count on Gabe. I think Gabe looks a lot leaner, looks a lot more athletic. That usually happens between your first and second year as a pro. You figure out your body, figure out what works for you, what keeps you healthy, how to maintain that health. And I know they've been giving him some breathers, so maybe he doesn't get a lot of reps Thursday night. Maybe he doesn't get a lot of reps until later in the preseason. But I think if he's healthy, he's the guy you can rely on along at that tackle position.
I guess we have breaking news coming. We have a caller who says he was at the hospital and that Jay and Kristen had their baby this a.m. and predicts Jay will miss practice today.
I'd say it's a pretty good reason to miss. Congratulations.
Yeah, if it's true, congratulations to him. That would be fantastic. And, you know, it's funny. I know somebody, I can't think of who it was, but somebody was running around doing a story on will fatherhood lighten up Jay Cutler? Will it humanize him? Or
the lack of sleep make him even more ornery?
Matt, did you have your kids post-career or during your career?
I had them post-career. I did.
Do you think it affects a player? It makes him a better guy, makes him a better person. Fatherhood makes you a better person, I think.
It makes him more responsible, I'll
tell
you that.
Exactly.
So, if that helps you on the football field, that's great. I mean, but I play with guys who had kids who weren't responsible on the football field, too. So.
And weren't responsible to their kids.
Yeah, don't even know their names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've seen the maturation of Jay Cutler. I think it's an ongoing process, but in the last couple of years, I think we've seen him kind of, I don't know, not come out of his shell, but certainly take more ownership of the team and be more out front and public about a lot of things.
Yeah, I think this is becoming his football team. You know, Brian Urlacher can't play forever. Julius Peppers can't play forever. Same with Lance Briggs. I don't know how much longer they keep that defense together on that side of the ball, but I think this is Jay Cutler's football team. And you look at, I've been to quite a few practices down in Bourbonnais, and you look at what they can do offensively and the weapons they now have on the outside. And I think one player you forget about, too, is Earl Bennett. And Jay loves throwing the football to Earl Bennett on third downs in crucial situations. They're going to use the tight end. I think this Evan Rodriguez out of Temple, he's more of an H-back. I think you're going to see a lot of two tight end personnel this year, similar to what New England does with their obviously, New England has elite talent at the tight end position, but that type of concepts where we can work the tight end in the middle of the field. We also have to remember, I think this team's really going to run the football a lot. That's going to help Jay. When you got Matt Forte and Michael Bush, they're going to set up opportunities for him, you know, to get that ball down the field to Brandon, throw the ball to Alshon Jeffrey in the red zone. You hope to see more to Devin Hester. He's had a good camp yet again, but we've said that in the past. But he has, I think, improved his route running. There's a lot of opportunity here for Jay, and I think it is his football team. I think there should be some pressure on him, too, to succeed because they've given him some weapons to win with.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Matt, it goes back to what you're talking about with the tackle, too, though. I mean, right. If you have a left tackle where you have to protect the guy, and I like what Tice says. He's very honest about it. Basically, we're not letting Jay Cutler get hit. And if we have to leave guys in and Max protect and we have to protect a player, we'll do it. It's very difficult to succeed in the NFL if you are constantly trying to protect one guy or two guys. It's virtually impossible. So if you got somebody on the left side that has to help Jamarcus Webb through the course of a game, and I mean, we won't even talk about the pre-snap penalties and how that ruins your offense. But if you have to help him all the time, you better be able to run the ball. You better be able to control the middle of the field, be it with the tight end, the slot receiver, or, you know, Matt Forte, again, a great weapon in the running game.
I think you're seeing that throughout practice. And obviously, they're not showing their entire schemes. What you see on the field in Bourbonnais, that's who they are. That's what you do during training camp. The schemes you run are what you're going to run in the regular season. That's why you watch this defense. You see cover one, cover two, cover three, and some zone blitzes. That's who they are. Yeah. And offensively, this is what they want to do. Obviously, that will change if Jamarcus Webb really struggles. They will really have to adapt what they want to do. You don't want to get in that situation. He has to play better. he has to mature as a pro. This is a big opportunity for Jamarcus Webb. Let's be honest, he plays well this year. He's going to make some money in this league, too. I mean, there's a lot of things going on for him this year.
He's selling T-shirts. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that.
And Mike Tice also said, you know, the kid's got to mature and show us he really wants to.
I know, but I mean, the selling T-shirts just seems like you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself.
No, he is. I would agree with that. I never sold T-shirts. No one would buy a T-shirt if I was but
it should be game-worn Matt Bowen T-shirts. Yeah,
it comes down for Jamarcus Webb is he has to be able to block some edge rushers that are very, very talented in this division. Look at Jared Allen. Look at Clay Matthews. Look at a guy like Kyle Vandenbosch in Detroit. These guys aren't going to go easy on him. They're going to study him on tape. They're going to attack the same weaknesses he had last year. The key for him is has he corrected those weaknesses to a point where he can hold his own out there on the island, because it's not easy to do. But they do have the slide protection. I think they have enough guys that they can put the ball in positive situations and still be a productive offense.
Do you think Devin Hester is going to be a big factor in this offense?
I don't know. That's what I'm. I think it's a great question, Brian, because I don't know that yet. You know, he's basically,
all these years they tried selling it, and now this year they're really not selling it.
Maybe if he is, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I mean, he's going to line up on the outside and sprint down the field. That's what he does. Okay, they don't have another speed guy now with Johnny Knox hurt, and I mean, if you can get him involved with three passes a game, that those could be touchdowns.
Right, and I think there's other things you could do, too. You can use what's called a bubble screen or a tunnel screen.
Yeah.
You could throw inside breaking routes when teams are playing zone coverage, get them the ball underneath. They're doing a lot of this, which I really like, a lot of these stack looks. And a stack look is two guys close together at the line of scrimmage. They both get a free release as DBs back off. And they run a combination route. The guy at the top runs a seven, which is a corner, a seam route, which is straight down the field, or it's called a Dino stem, where you stem out to the seven and come back into the eight. And the guy underneath runs an option route. You say, oh, it's just an option route. You throw that option route, there's no one around Devin Hester. That's a first down and maybe 20, 30 yards. I mean, there's just little things they're doing in this offense that I really like that are a lot different than we saw last year from Mike Martz. And I'm telling – and with Brandon Marshall, okay, no one can press this guy down there in Bourbonnais. Okay, I was watching him on the goal line the other day. And I'm not trying to disrespect the Bears DBs, but some of them try to line up and press him on the goal line. He just threw him off. He's so strong up top, so physical up top, and he works extremely hard in practice. They got some opportunity here at the receiving position to make a lot of plays.
It's so night and day. I mean, I know we talked to George McCaskey earlier in camp, and he said that they haven't had a quarterback like Cutler in 60 years, and I don't doubt that. But man, when you look at the weapons, I mean, when you look at the size of Brandon Marshall, he just jumps off the field.
Your eye is just naturally drawn to him when you're watching those practices.
And he catches things, you know. I mean, I know he has a lot of drops in real life, but boy, I mean, it just looks too good to be true.
Yeah, it does at times. I agree with you. And those DBs for Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit better understand that when they want to come up and press Brandon Marshall, they better be ready to compete. Okay, they want to be physical with him. They're going to get hit back. He's a very tough receiver. He plays the game like a DB almost at the line of scrimmage. And I think when you throw the ball inside, I've always said this about bigger receivers. If you are stuck on the outside, you're stuck on that outside hip, you're not going to get to the ball against Brandon Marshall. He's too big. He's too strong. He becomes a leverage player on inside routes. And those are first downs. And the more first downs you get, the more points you score.
What's your early impressions on Shay McClellan?
I think he has a lot to learn. You know, he's got great speed off the edge. He can use what I call a dip and rip, where you lower that shoulder, you rip underneath and cut that corner to the quarterback. But he can't do that every time in the NFL.
Yeah, that seems like it's his only move. He just seems like he's got to develop some kind of counter.
Yeah, counter moves. You have to be able to set up set up an offensive tackle, almost like playing one-on-one in basketball. You have to be able to get him on his heels. Then he can use the bull rush. Then he can use a spin move. But he's going to get a ton of reps in the preseason. It'll be great for him.
Yeah.
And this is what he needs, is kind of to get beat up a little bit. I say that for every rookie. Same with Alshon Jeffrey. He needs to get beat up at the line of scrimmage a little bit. He needs to get blown up going across the middle during the preseason. He needs to understand that these are big boys out here. These are paid professionals. Same with Shea. You have to develop your game. That's what the preseason is for. And I hope fans understand that. If Shea McClellan doesn't have 7 sacks tonight, hey, it doesn't mean he's a bust. That means it's just another step in the learning process, because these games are really just an extension of practice or a scrimmage. You see him in game situations. It's great for these players. And also for even the younger guys, the young DBs, they have to understand that they're going to play every special teams tonight and every snap of defense in the second half. They'll probably be thrown up on the sidelines, but it'll be good for them.
You know, the other element of it is, Matt, and we'll let you go, you know, he'll get to finish plays, McClellan.
Right,
I mean, here's a guy that's known for his relentlessness, and he's supposed to just have a motor that doesn't stop. Maybe we see that. It's hard to see that when you're going against your own team in practice. And if you do see that, then somebody's going to slug you jet style, as I like
right.
to say.
Yeah, if you get to the quarterback in practice and you hit Jay Cutler in practice.
Yeah. Mike Tyson would be the
you
guy.
You might as well keep running.
Yeah. If you're not a first-round
you better have a
pick,
motor.
if you're not a first-round pick and you do that, they'll give you, you know, a bus ticket out of town.
That's
so you
right.
better. That's a great point, Mike.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Matt.
We got to get those Embo t-shirts. Embo Nation.
There you go.
Matt Bowen, no?
I think
Jay Webb.
The game-worn t-shirts. I don't know if Matt still has
game-worn
those. And put
t-shirts.
Them on eBay. Yeah.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.